Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Teaching in the Age of AI. There's a conversation happening right now in education that feels loud. It feels fast. It feels like every week there's something new we're supposed to understand, react to, or implement. And if you're a teacher, it can start to feel like you're being pulled in a lot of different directions. You're hearing things like, everything is changing. AI is going to transform education. Teachers need to adapt or get left behind. And somewhere in all of that noise, you might be wondering, what actually matters now? Well, before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is fresh starts and new beginnings. There's something powerful about knowing you can reset, whether it's a new day, a new week, or just a new mindset walking into your classroom. The second thing that I'm thankful for, caring and empathetic people, the ones who take time to listen, who show up for others, who remind us that relationships still matter more than anything else we do. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is opportunities that I have to cheer my kids on, my own children. Those moments where they are supported, encouraged, and believed in. That matters to me more than anything. All right, well, let's get into the topic. Once again, the topic is teaching in the age of AI. There's a lot being said right now about artificial intelligence in education. Some of it is exciting. Some of it is helpful. And some of it, well, it creates pressure. Pressure to keep up. Pressure to understand it all. Pressure to change everything all at once. But if we're not careful, we can get focused on the tools that we lose. What can happen is we lose sight of the work because we're focused on the tools. So today, I really want to dig in and talk about teaching in an age of AI. This really comes down to one thing. What actually matters now that information is everywhere? So let's talk about what it means to be teaching in an age of AI. First and foremost, the conversation feels bigger than it actually is. AI is being talked about like it's going to completely redefine everything overnight. But if you've been in education long enough, you've seen waves like this before. New initiatives, new tools, new expectations. And yes, things do shift, but not everything changes all at once. What matters is not getting swept up in the noise, but staying grounded in what you know to be true. See, technology changes tools, not purpose. The tools we use in classrooms have always evolved, from textbooks to computers to iPads and now AI. But the purpose of teaching hasn't changed. Helping students think, helping them grow, helping them become who they are meant to be. That work is still the work. AI is powerful, but it is limited. AI can do a lot of things quickly. It can generate responses. It can organize information. It can even sound like it understands. But it doesn't actually understand. AI can generate answers. It cannot care. And that difference matters more than we might realize. Students still need help making sense of the world. Students don't just need information anymore. They can get that anywhere. What they need is someone to help them process it, to ask questions, to slow things down, to help them think through what something means, not just what it says. Relationships are not optional here. You can have the best tools in the world, but if a student doesn't feel seen, heard, or valued, learning doesn't land the same. That hasn't changed, and it's not going to change. There is pressure to move faster than we should. AI brings speed, right? It brings speed. Quick answers, instant results. But in education, faster isn't always better. Students, they need time to wrestle with ideas, to make mistakes, to sit in the process of learning. See, efficiency is not the same thing as impact. Write that down. It's going to be in the test, y'all. I'll say it again. Efficiency is not the same as impact. Teachers are being asked to figure this out in real time. This isn't a perfect guidebook for the moment. You're learning about AI while also teaching, managing a classroom, building relationships, and doing everything else that comes with this work. Y'all, that's a lot. And it's okay to not have everything figured out yet. The role of a teacher is shifting. It's less about delivering information. It's more about guiding thinking, facilitating conversations, and helping students make meaning. That shift is real. And what we choose to focus on matters. We can focus on fear. We can focus on what might go wrong. Or we can focus on what still matters. What we choose to protect in education reveals what we truly value. And I truly think that should be the quote of the day right there for educators across the world. I'll say it one more time because that is some powerful thinking right there. What we choose to protect in education reveals what we truly value, y'all. So what we choose to focus on, it matters. And being human is the advantage. In a world where technology can do more and more, being human becomes the difference. Showing up, noticing students, caring deeply about their growth. The more powerful the tools become, the more human the teacher must be. Well, as I do a reflective close here, I just want to say that I just want to say this. Wherever you are right now, whether you're feeling excited about AI, whether you're unsure about AI, or maybe somewhere in between, or maybe you're scared of it, just remember this. You don't have to become something completely different overnight. The core of what you do still matters. And in many ways, it matters even more now because students don't just need answers. They need people. They need teachers who help them think, connect, and make sense of the world around them. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.